WBZH 910 AM, W245CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Justin Finch. The scale of the war between Israel and Hamas still indescribable. 25 Americans now dead and counting among 1,200 people killed overall in Israel. ABC's David Muir is there.
Men, women, and children slaughtered by Hamas in their homes and on the streets. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying bluntly, every Hamas member is a dead man.
Meantime, in Gaza, about 1,300 people killed in retaliatory airstrikes. Survivors say water and food is in short supply and the power is out in many areas. Israel's energy minister announcing electricity will be restored to Gaza if and when captives are freed. Prime Minister Netanyahu.
Hamas has shown itself to be an enemy of civilization.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken, also in Israel, affirming America's full support against Hamas. This is ABC News. The prices we're all paying for things, 3.7% higher than last year. That from the new Consumer Price Index readings for September. Olympic gymnastic champion Mary Lou Retton still extremely sick in a Texas hospital.
She captured the nation's heart with her gold medal performance at the 1984 Summer Olympics. Now 55, Mary Lou Retton is hospitalized with pneumonia and unable to breathe on her own, says her daughter, Shayla Kelly Schrepfer.
She's still fighting. It's going to be a day-by-day process.
Over 6,000 people have donated to an online fundraising campaign to help. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
An upset on the National League side of the baseball playoffs.
No doubt about this one. Home run left center. 4-0 Diamondbacks.
The call on ESPN Radio. The Diamondbacks going on to beat the Dodgers 4-2 and punching their ticket to the NLCS. Justin Finch, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. As it plans a new transmission connection across western Wisconsin, XL Energy is seeking community input at public forums in the area. The proposed routes would start in Blair, Wisconsin, to connect a substation that goes from Superior to the Madison area. Two proposed routes go through the Eau Claire region, one that would run the west side of Eau Claire going northeast through Chippewa County, and one that would run the east side of the city and continue in that direction. A new bill in the Wisconsin state legislature could pave the way for more cigar bars to open in the state. The bill would allow taverns to sell cigars and pipe tobacco and allow them to be smoked on the bar's premises. In order to qualify, a bar would have to generate at least 15% of its income from the sale of cigars or pipe tobacco. As of now, smoking indoors in the state is banned, and the only cigar bars allowed were those already in operation when the indoor smoking ban went into effect in 2009. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
down he goes.
Won't...
intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. The Heartland Trophy is on the line against Iowa. Our coverage begins at 1 on your home for Wisconsin football.
WLAK 1260 AM, Lake Air Amory.
Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media,
folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
When it came time, like, oh, I'm going to pursue comedy. At the time, it was like, well, it's New York and Los Angeles. I'm like, I knew more people in New York. I knew you'd get funnier in New York and there's more stage time. I'm like, I'm going to L.A. If my dreams are going to come crashing down, I'd rather have them come crashing down on the beach.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow,
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Coming. Sam Moore of Sam and Dave celebrating his 88th birthday today. Happy birthday to Sam Moore. Hey, welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. We've got 41 degrees right now in Eau Claire and 49 degrees in Richland Center. And by the way, if you have an opinion on anything we're discussing today, feel free to call in. I'd like to hear what you have to say. The phone number is 715-388-7155. Again, that's 715-388-7155. And what would you do if you won $1 billion? Well, that's what somebody has to decide. Evidently, a winner last night in the Powerball drawing, and the winner in California. I've got a story here from USA Today. It says Powerball jackpot. Winning tickets sold in California for $1.76 billion lottery prize. In an incredible stroke of luck, a resident of California has won the Powerball lottery jackpot for the second time in 2023, with the prize amount exceeding $1 billion. On Wednesday, after 35 consecutive drawings without a jackpot winner, the multi-state Powerball game finally produced a single $1.76 billion winner. A lottery ticket sold in California matched all five numbers plus the Powerball and secured the entire jackpot. This Powerball jackpot is the second largest in history. The winner of the unimaginable haul will choose between being paid $1.76 billion in 30 annually increasing payments over 29 years, or the lump sum cash value of $774.1 million. Now, before this jackpot started on July 19th, a Californian won the $1.08 billion Powerball jackpot after 36 drawings. California has been selling Powerball tickets in the state since April of 2013. And this is the 14th time someone has won or shared the Powerball jackpot in California. So did you buy a ticket? Well, if you did, you could still have won some money, even if you didn't win the jackpot. Powerball winning numbers for yesterday, last night's drawing. You ready? You want to write these down? 24 and 22 and 40, 52 and 64. All right, 22 and 24, 40 and 52 and 64. The Powerball number was 10, and the Power Play was 2 times, in case you bought the Power Play option for your ticket. So there's the information. And if you didn't win this time, maybe you'll win next time, right? Hey, the next thing I want to get to at 11 minutes after 9 o'clock on this Thursday morning is what's going on with our Supreme Court in Wisconsin. You know, Robin Voss has been threatening to impeach our newest Supreme Court Justice, Janet Protasiewicz, for several weeks now. And he mentioned a couple of weeks ago or so that he had he was consulting with three former Supreme Court justices, and he wouldn't tell us who they were. But we've since found out that one of them is David Prosser, and another is Patience Rogensack, both very conservative people. And then we just found out on Tuesday with a court filing that the third Supreme Court justice that he was asking or conferring with, consulting, is John Wilcox. Okay, I have a story here from the Wisconsin State Journal, written by Mitchell Schmidt and posted just this morning, that says John Wilcox, third former justice exploring impeachment, also opposes the idea. So evidently, all three of these former Supreme Court justices, very conservative justices, all three are telling Voss, it's not a good idea. You don't want to be impeaching a Supreme Court justice who hasn't even ruled on a case yet. I'll give you a little bit of this story posted this morning at the Wisconsin State Journal. Says former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice John Wilcox was the third member of a secret three-person panel Assembly Speaker Robin Voss asked to explore the prospect of impeaching liberal Justice Janet Protasiewicz, Voss revealed in a court filing this week. And like fellow former conservative Justice David Prosser, who was previously identified as a member of the group, Wilcox said he told Voss there were no grounds for impeaching Protasiewicz. Quote, I told Voss that I did not favor impeachment, Wilcox, 87 years old, told the Wisconsin State Journal. He added, I don't know what position he's going to take. Impeachment is thrown around quite a bit today, but I did not see that there were any impeachable offenses at that time, end quote. Voss, Republican, who had previously refused to name those on the panel, identified Wilcox as the panel's third member in a Tuesday court filing. The third member, former conservative Justice Patience Rogensack, did not respond to a request for comment. Wilcox, who had previously told the State Journal he wasn't on the panel, said Wednesday he was later asked by Voss to explore the possibility of impeaching Protasiewicz for her comments on the campaign trail related to the state's legislative maps and donations she received from the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Wilcox said he told Voss earlier this week that he was opposed. Liberal watchdog group American Oversight filed a lawsuit in Dane County Circuit Court against the panel, arguing that the one-time justices must hold their sessions in public under the state's open meetings law. Dane County Circuit Judge Frank Remington scheduled a hearing on the matter for October 19th. Voss mentioned on a radio program on September 13th that he had asked a panel of former members of the state Supreme Court to review and advise what the criteria are for impeachment. Voss tasked the group with advising him on whether Protasiewicz's comments during the campaign criticizing the state's Republican-drawn legislative maps are impeachable. Voss and other, and other legislative Republicans, lawmakers, have floated the idea of impeaching Protasiewicz if she did not recuse herself from ruling on lawsuits challenging the maps, which she has previously called rigged. In court filings, Voss said he reached out to the justices, quote, to solicit their input and opinions on the standards for impeachment, end quote. I have never asked the three retired justices to prepare a report, memorandum, or any other written work product, Voss continues in the court filing. Indeed, I have not provided them any formal direction. Rather, I have asked each of them individually to provide me with guidance on the standards for impeachment and impeachable offenses under the Wisconsin Constitution. I did not know what feedback I would receive from each of the three justices, as the advice they seek to provide me will be entirely their decision. End quote. In an email to Voss, which was provided to American Oversight, Prosser urged the speaker not to pursue impeachment. Quote, to sum up my views, there should be no effort to impeach Justice Protasiewicz on anything we know now, Prosser wrote to Voss. Impeachment is so serious, severe, and rare that it should not be considered unless the subject has committed a crime or the subject has committed indisputable corrupt conduct while in office. Those are the words of David Prosser to Robin Voss about his idea to impeach. 9:18 right now. Let's take a break. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. High temperatures reach up to 55 this afternoon under cloudy skies, easterly winds, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers likely. Tonight, lows level off around 44. Cloudy skies expected. Scattered rain showers likely. Tomorrow, high of 47. Low 50s, Saturday and Sunday, with a chance for scattered rain showers Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 43.
Far between sundown's finish and midnight's broken toll, we ducked inside the doorways, thunder went crashing. As majestic bells of bolts struck shadows in the sounds, seeming to be the chimes of freedom flashing. Flashing for the warriors whose strength is not to fight. Flashing for the refugees on the unarmed road of flight. And for each and every underdog soldier in the night. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing. Through the city's melted furnace, unexpectedly we watched, with faces hidden as the walls were tightening. As the echo of the wedding bells before the blowing rain dissolved into the bells of the lightning. Tolling for the rebel, tolling for the rake, tolling for the luckless, they are abandoned and forsake. Tolling for the outcast, burning constantly at stake. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing.
And there's a classic from Bob Dylan, who played in Milwaukee last night and is going to be there again tonight. And in fact, I know that Aaron, one of the producers here at Civic Media, went to see the show last night. I'm anxious to hear what he has to say because he's never seen Bob Dylan before, and he's a pretty young guy, so it'll be interesting to see what he has to say. And I'll look forward to that. Hey, I got some updated temperatures here. 44 degrees in Amory right now, 38 degrees in Hayward, 24 minutes after 9 o'clock. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show. And the next thing I want to get to here is the fact that many people are getting pretty upset with Tommy Tuberville. Remember him? The senator from Alabama, Republican, who is holding up over 300 promotions for the military. And several ambassadorship assignments. And he doesn't care. He doesn't want to budge. And now he's getting some criticism, at least from many different angles. I have a story here from The Hill. And this was just posted, yesterday? The day before. It was posted Tuesday night. It says Tuberville, reports former CIA director to Capitol Police over a tweet. Senator Tommy Tuberville reported former CIA director Michael Hayden to the Capitol Police on Tuesday over the former general's tweet suggesting the lawmaker should be removed, quote, from the human race. In a post on X, formerly known as Twitter, asking if the senator should be removed from the Senate Armed Services Committee due to placing holds on military promotions, Hayden, the former head of the CIA, responded Monday saying, "How about the human race?" Tuberville characterized the tweet as promoting politically motivated assassination. "This statement is disgusting, and it is repugnant to everything we believe in as Americans." Well, maybe he ought to look in the mirror, Tuberville said in a statement Tuesday. He added, "Given General Hayden's long career in Washington, he must have known that by making such a statement, he was committing a serious crime. His own efforts today to reinterpret what he said are only a tacit admission of guilt." End quote. Tuberville added that his office has reported the incident to Capitol Police and added, "I expect that they will once again do an excellent job protecting members of Congress and bringing criminals to justice." Evidently referring to the former head of the CIA as a criminal. Quote, "I was surprised to wake up this morning and discover that many MAGA nuts had lost their minds over my suggestion that Coach Tuberville not be considered a member of the human race," Hayden said. "I stand by that view. I'm wishing you all a nice day, even the intransigent Tommy Tuberville." Tuberville has come under fire from current and former military leaders over his hold on military promotions that began in February in protest of the Pentagon policy that covers travel expenses for service members who are seeking abortion care. The Alabama senator and former Auburn University head football coach has refused to lift the hold, even as the Pentagon says it has undermined military readiness and morale. More than 300 service members' promotions and nominations are halted due to the dispute. 9:27, going to take a break. Stick around. You're tuned in to your local Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. The scale of the war between Israel and Hamas still indescribable. 25 Americans now dead and counting among 1,200 people killed overall in Israel. ABC's David Muir is there.
Men, women, and children slaughtered by Hamas in their homes and on the streets. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying bluntly, every Hamas member is a dead man.
Meantime, in Gaza, about 1,300 people killed in retaliatory airstrikes. Survivors say water and food is in short supply and the power is out in many areas. Israel's energy minister announcing electricity will be restored to Gaza if and when captives are freed. Prime Minister Netanyahu.
Hamas has shown itself to be an enemy of civilization.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken, also in Israel, affirming America's full support against Hamas. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden is drawing attention again for another profanity-laced outburst. Politico reports the 3rd District Republican interrupted a White House briefing on the terrorist attack in Israel. One person who was there says Van Orden shouted and swore at the briefers. Another person there says Van Orden's display was, quote, offensive and inappropriate. Van Orden's office did not respond right away for a comment. Van Orden recently made the news for losing his temper at a group of teenage Senate pages in Washington last summer. Wisconsin Republicans on the state Senate Committee on Natural Resources and Energy have voted to advance a new version of a bill to address PFAS contamination across the state. The bill would create grant programs aimed at assisting municipal treatment systems, private well owners, and landowners address pollution. Those arguing against the bill say it limits the authority of the Department of Natural Resources. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
down he goes.
Won't...
intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. The Heartland Trophy is on the line against Iowa. Our coverage begins at 1 on your home for Wisconsin football.
WLAK, 1260 AM, Lake Air Amory.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The 7th Annual Cap Times Idea Fest returned to Madison September 17th, featuring conversations with leaders in government, business, education, social justice, and culture. Idea Fest moderators and guests looked ahead to what the future could look like in Wisconsin and how we reckon with change brought on by the pandemic, the Black Lives Matter movement, and other forces. Civic Media proudly partnered with Idea Fest and will present segments of this year's recorded gathering this weekend across the Civic Media Network. Tune in Saturday at 2 p.m. on your favorite Civic Media.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Everybody getting high, come the rocket, struck at midnight, place is gonna fly, huh?
one more Saturday night. Some music from the Grateful Dead on a Thursday morning. Getting you up, getting you going. 49 degrees in La Crosse right now. Also 49 in Richland Center. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show, 9:35 right now. And, you know, many people are a big portion of the listening area in western Wisconsin that is hearing this radio show is represented by Derek Van Orden in the House of Representatives in Washington. And this guy has a problem. I don't know if it's an anger issue or if it's a an issue with, saying naughty words, but in Rolling Stone magazine, they have a story about the latest antics of our congressman. And in Rolling Stone, they have right above the headline of every story, they have like a category that that story goes in. Okay. So sometimes it'll say things like politics or music or whatever, television, etc. So the category that this story belongs in, it says potty mouth, referring to Mr. Van Orden, with a headline that says GOP House member can't stop yelling obscenities at people. The subheadline says Representative Derek Van Orden's notoriously short fuse was reportedly on full display during a congressional briefing on the Israel-Hamas conflict. This piece was posted yesterday. It says Representative Derek Van Orden, who has moved on from cussing out teenagers to cussing out White House staff, providing Congress with national security briefings. Van Orden reportedly interrupted a congressional briefing by White House officials on the unfolding conflict between Israel and Hamas, cursing at the presenters, calling them pathetic and yelling, F you. And he actually said the word, F you, at Representative Dean Phillips, Democrat from Minnesota, according to Politico. Phillips, a Jewish Democrat, had reportedly interjected into Van Orden's verbal tirade with an exclamation of shame on you. Quote, he was rude and attacked the presenters, Representative Judy Chu, Democrat from California, told Politico. Quote, I thought they had very substantive things to say, but he just had this blanket attack saying that, quote, this is the worst information I've ever had, basically attacking them for being incompetent. Representative Jason Crow, Democrat from Colorado, reportedly apologized to the presenters for Van Orden's behavior. Okay, you got that? It's a Democrat from Colorado actually apologizing to the presenters for the behavior of our congressman, Derek Van Orden. Van Orden's office did not immediately respond to a request for comment from Rolling Stone. And as you know, it's not the first time the Wisconsin Republican has displayed an explosive temper. Van Orden was criticized in July by both Republicans and Democrats after he publicly berated a group of Senate pages. One of them had briefly laid down on the floor of the Capitol Rotunda to take a picture of the building's historic dome. And we should mention that these pages were at the end of their term in the Senate, and they were just taking some pictures before they went home and ended their time working as pages in the Senate. So Van Orden comes upon them late at night after he and a few of his guests had been evidently, allegedly, drinking, and maybe drinking quite a bit, in his office. And he finds these kids and yells at them, wake the F up, you little, a word that begins with S that I can't say on the radio. So he's yelling at these kids and saying profanities at these kids. Van Orden reportedly screamed at the group of teenagers. He went on and said, get the F out of here. You are defiling the space. Kind of ironic, huh? The representative allegedly called the pages jackasses and lazy. Again, a word I can't say on the radio, but again, it begins with S. And it's like a plural form of feces, but that's as far as I'll go. And I'll continue the story in the Rolling Stone that says Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the following day on the Senate floor that he was, quote, shocked when I heard about it. And I am further shocked at his refusal to apologize to these young people, end quote. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, a fellow Republican, said everybody on this side of the aisle feels exactly the same way, end quote. Van Orden also reportedly threatened a 17-year-old library employee over a book display featuring LGBTQ-related titles while he was campaigning for office in 2021. The employee, Kerrigan Troch, I believe is how you would pronounce the last name, described Van Orden as being, quote, loud. He was aggressive. He had his finger jabbing into the book constantly and called the incident very uncomfortable and threatening. Van Orden never apologized for this incident either. His reputation for having one of the shortest fuses in Congress was once again reaffirmed on Wednesday. That's our congressman for many people on the west side in northwest Wisconsin, Derek Van Orden. And there's another angle on this story in Politico. It says here, Democrats furious over Van Orden outburst during White House briefing on Israel terrorist attack. Multiple attendees described Van Orden as acting belligerent towards the Biden administration briefers when he asked questions. Democrats are furious. By the way, this piece was posted yesterday afternoon at Politico. It says, Democrats are furious at Republican Representative Derek Van Orden for a curse-laden outburst that interrupted a White House briefing on the Israel terrorist attack. Is this any time to be attacking the people that come to give you information? Multiple attendees described Van Orden, Republican from Wisconsin, as acting belligerent towards the Biden administration briefers when he asked questions. Several people said Van Orden cursed directly at the briefers, prompting loud boos in the room. One person in the room said Van Orden shouted that briefer's presentation was pathetic. Another attendee described it as offensive and inappropriate. One member, Congressman Dean Phillips from Minnesota, Democrat, shouted, "Shame on you," in response to Van Orden's verbal affront, prompting Van Orden to drop an F-bomb toward the Minnesota Democrat who is Jewish. Quote, "He was rude and attacked the presenters. I thought they had very substantive things to say, but he just had this blanket attack saying that this is the worst information I've ever had," said Judy Chu, Democrat from California, and basically attacking them for being incompetent. Representative Jason Crow from Colorado, Democrat, followed Van Orden in the briefing, then apologized for his colleague's conduct, telling the briefers, "I apologize for this guy," the attendees said. The incident was a topic of conversation in the closed-door House Democratic Caucus meeting following the briefing, too, as lawmakers on the left recounted the incident and tried to identify Van Orden. Van Orden's office did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Senate leaders in both parties spoke out against his behavior toward their chamber's pages in July when Van Orden used profanity toward a group of young people. So evidently, our congressman, Van Orden, has, would you say, an anger management problem and a problem with his profanity, too. And doesn't seem to be able to tone it down at all. How much time do we have before the break, Sam? About 3 minutes or so, 2 minutes? Yeah, all right. Why don't we go ahead and go into the break? You got some music lined up? Let's play some music, do the break, and then we'll get to our final segment. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Todd Alba Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. Doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It's the Wild West of how students are using generative AI.
As educators, there's sort of six responses that we can have to these new tools. We could ignore it. Mm-hmm. We could ban it. We can try and outfox it. We can teach about it. We can actually teach it, or we can teach with it. I think the most exciting one, of course, is to teach with it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Here's your updated forecast. High temperatures reach up to 55 this afternoon. Under cloudy skies, easterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers likely. Tonight, lows level off around 44. Cloudy skies expected. Scattered rain showers likely. Tomorrow, high of 47. Low 50s, Saturday and Sunday, with a chance for scattered rain showers Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 45.
I want everybody to get up off your seat and get your arms together and your hands together and give me some of that old soul clapping. You didn't have to love me like you did, but you did, but you did. And I thank you. You didn't have to squeeze me like you did, but you did, but you did.
Yes, music from Sam and Dave, celebrating Sam Moore's 88th birthday today. Happy birthday to Sam Moore. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. We got 9:52 right now. And the next thing I want to get to is some important information on nutrition. Okay, I got a story here from the New York Times, posted on the 9th, October 9th. And this is good for everybody and anybody who eats food. How your diet affects your skin. It says fruits and vegetables, dairy, soda. Here's what the evidence suggests about foods and skin health. This piece posted at the Times by Alice Callahan on October 9th. It says, if you've ever looked in the mirror and noticed a new pimple or sallow skin, it's natural to wonder if the food you eat is somehow responsible. Quote, our diet absolutely affects our skin, said Dr. Lauren Plock, a dermatologist in Aiken, South Carolina. The skin is an organ, just like your heart or your liver, and it's built and maintained by nutrients from food, she said. In other words, you are what you eat. The food that you eat is what becomes your body. So make sure you eat good stuff. Getting back to the article, it says protein, for example, is used to make collagen, which plumps and maintains the skin and helps heal wounds. And antioxidants like vitamin C and vitamin E protect the skin from air pollution and the sun, she said. But can eating certain foods like fruits or vegetables lead to glowing, clear skin? And can other foods like soda or white bread worsen acne or make your skin look terrible, as some on TikTok have said? So here's what we know, and this is what the research suggests. Certain nutrient deficiencies can cause obvious skin problems, said Dr. Mary Chang, an associate professor of dermatology and pediatrics at the University of Connecticut School of Medicine. A deficiency in vitamin C, for example, can cause scurvy, which leads to symptoms including easy bruising, poor wound healing, and rough, thickened skin. And protein deficiencies can cause flaky, discolored skin. But these conditions, Dr. Chang added, are rare in the United States. It's difficult to study the more subtle ways that your diet can affect your skin, but some research offers clues, said Dr. Rajani Katta, a dermatologist and a clinical professor at Baylor College of Medicine. In one study from the Netherlands published in 2019, for instance, researchers analyzed the dietary records and photographs of about 2,800 older adults, most in their 60s and 70s. And what they found was that women who ate more fruits, vegetables, fish, and fiber-rich foods tended to have fewer wrinkles than those who ate more meat and snack foods. Another study published in 2019 found that women in France who followed the Mediterranean diet had significantly lower risks of developing skin cancer than those who did not. The authors hypothesized that the diet's antioxidant and anti-inflammatory effects could have played a role. And they're talking about the antioxidant and anti-inflammatory effects of the Mediterranean diet. Some small trials have also found that individual foods may directly affect the skin, Dr. Kata said. For instance, two studies found that consuming about 3 tablespoons per day of tomato paste, which is high in an antioxidant called lycopene, protected the skin from sun damage. And there's some evidence that other plant-based compounds, such as those found in colorful fruits and vegetables, tea, dark chocolate, and certain herbs and spices, including cloves, cinnamon, and mint, may offer a similar defense, though consuming them doesn't replace the need to wear sunscreen, Dr. Kata said. So can your diet help treat certain skin conditions? A few small trials, mostly conducted in teen boys and young men, found that cutting back on sugary and starchy foods like sodas, sweets, white breads, and pasta helped with acne, Dr. Chang said. And some reports suggest that consuming dairy products or whey protein powder is associated with more severe acne, she added. The Mediterranean diet may also benefit those with psoriasis, a condition that causes thick, dry, and itchy patches of skin, Dr. Plock added. In general, though, evidence that dietary changes can treat skin conditions is limited, said Dr. Aaron Drucker, a dermatologist and an associate professor of medicine at the University of Toronto. And even if dietary changes help, he added, you may still need medications. Unless you've been diagnosed with a specific deficiency, it's best to get your nutrients from food rather than from supplements, which aren't well regulated and can sometimes cause more harm than good, Dr. Plock said. In one large clinical trial conducted in France, for instance, adult women who took a daily antioxidant supplement containing vitamins C and E,
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic ABC Media